Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
In 2020, we faced a once-in-a-century, a once-in-a-lifetime indeed, event that provided a series of unprecedented tests. And so before we get started, I wanted to say thank you to the team for all of their hard work, their response, agility, and resilience in the face of this adversity. There was a changing picture across the year. In our financial first quarter, we were delivering against our plan, and from the second quarter onwards, impacted by COVID, we saw significant changes. But after the primary impact, largely in quarter two, we saw sequential improvements in the second half. Pleased with the resilience of the performance of the group and how we were able to stand up to those tests, we were guided throughout by focus on our purpose and our strategic focus on STEM and flexible working. We had many achievements throughout the year, but particularly we would continue to take market share in the United States, in Germany, the Netherlands, and the UK. Our customer net promoter score also improved by 8 points to 52, demonstrating the value and improving quality of our service despite the challenges we faced. Alongside all of this, we've continued to make real impact on the lives of people whom we work with and the society in which we operate. Our ESG achievements in 2020 included positively impacting over 15,000 lives, a 56% reduction in our carbon footprint, and over 2,400 hours of volunteering to strengthen our communities. We have worked hard to integrate our ESG activities throughout the business with a new framework with the goal of empowering a sustainable future through STEM. We have defined three clear areas where we believe we can have the biggest impact: building a green future, building an inclusive workforce for the future, and building on our business ethics. For full details of our targets, we'll set these out in our annual report, and we will be reporting on these yearly. Now, before I hand over to Alex to talk through the results in more detail, this has been an important year for S3. Not only have we come through 2020 more resilient and with a stronger base for the future, it's also a seminal moment because after a very successful 12 years at S3, Alex Smith, our CFO, will be stepping down through this year. He's going to stay with us to make sure that we have a successful transition to his successor. But I just wanted to say a big thank you to Alex for all of his hard work through those 12 years. And for me personally, being the best partner as I came on board as CEO of S3 and guiding me both in the industry and through the public markets. So with that, Alex, take us through the financial details.
Thank you, Mark. It's been a privilege to serve the group for 12 years, and I know I'll be leaving it in a strong position, both financially and strategically. Indeed, I'm confident that the group will deliver its 2024 ambitions as set out at the Capital Markets Day. Moving on to the financial highlights, net fees for the year were down 8% to £309 million. And we saw a resilient performance with contract net fees down 7% and permanent net fees down 13%. Profit before tax at £30.1 million on a continuing operations basis was slightly ahead of our November upgraded full year 2020 expectations. Indeed, we've seen an improving sequential performance in the second half, with quarter four down 7% and a promising start to 2021. We ended the year in a strong cash position at £49.9 million worth of cash, our facilities undrawn, and immediately accessible liquidity of £154.9 million. And we announced today that the dividend has been resumed, with a final dividend for 2020 of 5 pence per share. And during the year, we made strong progress against our Capital Markets Day 2024 ambitions. We took market share in 4 out of our 5 core geographies. We drove a strong improvement in our free cash conversion ratio at 178%. And we made strong progress on our people and society measures, L&D as a proportion of operating profit at 5%, and a significant reduction in the year in our absolute CO2 emissions.
We responded quickly to the pandemic, and our priorities have always been ensuring the health and safety of our colleagues, contractors, candidates, and clients, as well as maintaining a strong financial position and making sure that we can operate our business no matter the circumstances. We have over 95% of our colleagues continuing to work remotely, and we've made sure that we've provided them with all the necessary tools to make sure that they can operate effectively. We've also created dedicated resources on our digital platforms for our candidates to ensure that they are fully supported with information, articles, and guidelines, and the support they need to do their work. Continuing to progress with our operational strategic initiatives have been critical for us so that we can build on our unique position as the only global pure-play STEM specialist. We continue to focus on operational execution. And in 2020, we were able to deliver a stabilized contractor order book. Our sales activity and contractor retention rates increased quarter on quarter from Q3 onwards. And productivity per head was up 4% in the second half year over year. In order to do that, it's been key that we maintain our local knowledge, we focus on our STEM expertise, and in particular, we maintain close partnerships with our candidates and our clients. As we think about the outlook for the group, it is clear that we've got the right strategy that is guided by our purpose of bringing skilled people together to build a future. And we're in a great position to benefit from the long-term trends of STEM talent and flexible working that were accelerated in 2020. We're going to invest in our people, invest in our data, technology, and our go-to-market approach, leveraging the power of our platform. We'll also continue to engage with our candidates and clients to deeply understand the trends that create the products of the future. We're also focusing on driving our group forward in the coming period towards our 2024 ambitions that we set out at our Capital Markets Day. And our aim remains taking market share, working towards our ultimate goal of becoming the number one STEM talent provider in the best STEM markets.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.